This is 89.1 WEMU, and land preservation efforts in Washtenaw County continue to expand, and there's going to be environmental and recreational and educational benefits. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. The Washtenaw County Parks and Recreation Commission recently purchased 45 acres of land for preservation. Now, that includes about 3,700 feet of frontage along the Saline River. The Grossman property is the first nature preserve in Saline Township to be purchased with funds from the county's Natural Areas Preservation Program. Now, what is this going to mean for conservation efforts in the area? Well, we thought we'd ask someone who's been directly involved in the process and purchase. Allison Krieger is stewardship planner for the Parks and Recreation Commission, and thanks so much for the time today, Allison.
Thank you for having us on.
These kinds of things don't just happen overnight. What was the process for identifying and then selecting the Grossman property for purchase?
Oh, sure. So we really appreciate, I have to first start with a shout out to the family who had the foresight and the dedication to want to conserve their land, the Grossman family, and then also have the patience as we work through our internal process. This parcel was prioritized for acquisition because of the frontage along the Saline River. There are veteran forests, including floodplain forests, that are really important for water quality in the area. So it was immediately recognized as an important asset. We then went out, and we have to give thanks to the Michigan Natural Resource Trust Fund for providing grant money to help support the acquisition of the property, which resulted in us being able to close in December of 2024.
What was the total cost of buying the 35 acres or 45 acres?
In total, it was $1.3 million.
And you mentioned where some of the money came. From what sources outside of that was the money drawn?
The rest of the funds all came from the Natural Area Preservation Program.
We've talked about 45 acres of property. We've mentioned that it sits alongside the Saline River. Can you kind of paint us a word picture of the location and expanse of what is known as the Grossman property?
Oh, sure. It's a real exciting property because I think people are going to be surprised by the experience of hiking through it. When you first enter the property, you come in through, there's still some active farm fields. There's also some naturalized grasslands and wetlands. But then as you get to the forest line, you reach kind of what I think is a dramatic and really fantastic natural resource. And that is a oak hickory forest that starts up at a high slope, and then you drop down into the floodplain that follows the Saline River.
WEMU's Issues of the Environment conversation with Allison Krieger continues. Allison is stewardship planner with the Washtenaw County Department of Parks and Recreation. Now, the preservation of the Grossman property ensures this land will not be developed. What environmental and ecological factors were taken into consideration in not only selecting these 45 acres, but prioritizing it?
So beyond just the natural resources present on the site, we also have been looking at the Natural Areas Preservation Program and how funds have been allocated across the country, across the county. The Natural Areas Preservation Program has been approved twice over to be in its 24th year of acquisition and natural areas preservation. Because of that, we can now look across the county and see what areas has more preservation, what areas are lacking in land preservation. And the Saline Township was a notable lack. So through community outreach and really the dedication of the Grossman family, this is the first acquisition in the area, and it has already led to other interests in and around the community.
With this property located in proximity to Salt Springs Park, I would imagine there is the potential for historical preservation as well as ecological and natural area preservation, and it could provide a number of educational endeavors in the area, right?
Yes, we are very excited about the proximity to the Salt Springs, given that this is truly a unique location in Washtenaw County. We understand that there has been Paleo-Indian use in the area. There has been historic, prehistoric mammal use of mastodons and such in the area. So it's literally been a destination for millennia as an important resource. We see this as a great opportunity to give people a chance to see what this landscape looked like, and then also connect and build a greenway system up and through the Saline River to connect to the city's salt springs, as well as to the Leslie Neidheimer Preserve, which is just on the other side of the river.
It'd be nice to see all those little archaeologists exploring the area in hopes of finding something memorable, right?
Yes, and it's really, I use the term veteran forest because we can't guarantee this has never been logged, but these are old trees, old landscapes, and the river is just now going to be more accessible to everyone.
Here and throughout Washtenaw County, connectivity is a word we like to use of late. It's become a matter of growing importance. There are a good number of greenways and, of course, the border-to-border trail through Washtenaw County. How is the Grossman property going to increase that community connectivity?
Oh, well, it's really exciting to look at look along the Saline River right now. We see connectivity from the Neidheimer Preserve onto this Grossman property leading into the downtown, really the city center of Saline. This is really the start of what could be a wonderful greenway that extends further south across the county.
We're talking with Washtenaw County Parks and Recreation Department Stewardship Planner Allison Krieger on 89.1 WEMU's Issues of the Environment. Throughout our conversation, Allison, I have continually referred to the land purchase as the Grossman property. You've shouted out the family on a couple of different occasions. But obviously, there is a family history involved there. I'm interested in what brought the Grossmans not only to the idea of land preservation, but to ensuring that it was going to be used in a manner befitting how the family intended.
Well, I don't want to put words in their mouth, but I will say after working in acquisitions, I can truly see a conservation ethos in the Grossman family. I think they were attracted to the Natural Areas Preservation Program specifically because our program conserves land without intense development. So there aren't going to be soccer fields here. There aren't going to be, there will be a parking lot and trail system, but the use will be light. And I think that was very important to the family.
I'm curious as to whether there will be some sort of naming tribute or acknowledgement anywhere on the property.
Oh, we have not gotten there yet.
I get ahead of myself.
Thank you for the question, and we recognize that naming is going to be a pretty important next step for us. I'm actually bundled up right now, ready to make a trip down to the property to start kind of brainstorming those ideas, but unfortunately, we're not there yet.
Well, when will the various work projects get underway on the Grossman property? Are we going to start to see progress in 2025?
Oh, yes, definitely. We're actually looking to create a small drive, which will hold a small kind of a temporary parking lot through 2025. This will allow for an initial trail system and for some light public use. And then we'll look to creating more of a formal parking lot and entryway probably in the next 2 years.
Your title is Stewardship Planner, and I imagine you love getting out and hiking the trails and finding the natural areas throughout Washtenaw County. What are you personally most looking forward to about this addition to land preservation?
Oh, I think people are going to be really drawn to the experience of the trails. I think they're going to be amazed with the overlook of the Saline River. And I think the story of the Salt Springs and the history, the long history that existed around this and the other sites that are being preserved in the area just mean that this is the starting point for what could be really an exciting conservation effort by this community.
Well, with absolutely no apologies for being nosy, are there similar land preservation purposes under consideration right now?
Yes. So we have had interest from a few farming families that would be interested in maintaining agriculture on their land. That's important for conservation and also just for the community to maintain their kind of open space and rural qualities. So we are very appreciative that the community seems to be taking interest in this and reaching out with more nominations.
Well, I'd like to thank you for taking time to talk with me today, Allison. I simply can't wait to see the vision become fully realized.
Well, I'll let you know when the trail system is set so you can come out and join us for a walk.
I would be glad to do that. That is Allison Krieger. She serves as stewardship planner for the Washtenaw County Parks and Recreation Commission. She's been our guest on Issues of the Environment. For more information on the purchase of and plans for the 45-acre Grossman property, head to our website at WEMU.org and we'll get you everywhere you need to go. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and you hear it each Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM, Ypsilanti, celebrating 60 years of broadcasting from the campus of Eastern Michigan University.